بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him, we seek his aid and guidance. He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can lead astray. And he whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, none can guide. I bear witness and testify that there is no Lord worthy of being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness and testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and final messenger. First and foremost, I'd like to thank our brothers here at CYC and Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah Australia in general for this seminar. And alhamdulillah, this is not the first and it won't be the last, but this is a very important seminar. It comes at a time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family and his companions have been spoken about, attacked, and when he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made fun of, ridiculed. So as an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is only befitting that we, in defense of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upskill, learn, educate ourselves of who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For when we know Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we act as he acted, and we follow what he commanded, and we abstain from all that he has told us that is forbidden. And when we know this and we act upon it, it is only logical that we come to the conclusion that all of that that came to us through a chain of narrators of men and women from the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are with him, those who safeguarded him, protected him, stood by him, those who believed in him, defended everything that he came with, believed in everything that he taught. They are the ones that stood in the face of all oppression, wishing and not even a flower was thrown at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to be injured with a thorn, it was more beloved to them to sacrifice their entire family so that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be safe. When we know this and the importance of it, we get to what we are today. A lesson or lessons, a seminar of these individuals, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now in those companions, some of them are of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their own right have a special place in Islam. But we sadly have heard Muslims or those who claim to be speaking of this family, the blessed family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a way that is only befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying them, raising their status to lordship. And some, on a lesser degree, but also forbidden, where they'll elevate the status of some of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the position of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, claiming that they are better than even the prophets of God. But it is one of the rights of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to rectify that belief, to allow the people to go back to what he has taught us Islam to be, to rectify the belief of every individual who claims love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to that what the Sahaba, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believed in. For as we have heard today, everything that they came with came from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were the first to believe. They were the first line of fire in the face of Quraysh and all the other enemies. They are the ones that sacrificed truly their lives, their wealth, their country of birth, all of this for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, we have taken a step today. Some of us have come from a 20-minute drive, half an hour drive, an hour drive. And that was a sacrifice to educate ourselves of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you can never compare. And never we will compare the sacrifices of those, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we're talking about the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to know who they are, because there is a difference of opinion amongst the Muslims and amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst those who are the innovators who have claimed Islam, and some of them are far from it. So who are the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our beloved Shaykh Uthman Khamis mentioned that there are four sayings of the ulama, four categories. Some of the ulama have said that the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his wives and his offspring. The wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his offspring. Why? Because the word ahl in the Arabic language is used when speaking about your spouse. And so this is one of the sayings. We can't go through all of the evidences, subhanAllah, but inshaAllah we will mention only one or two, and sometimes it will be sufficient to mention only the sayings of the ulama. Number two, some of the ulama have said that it is only from the offspring of Hashim. So the Bani Hashim, the children of Hashim, which includes, of course, the cousins of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the uncles of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even the auntie of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of these are of the offspring of Hashim. Some of the ulama have said that it becomes a little bit tighter, this circle, and they say that it is only the ones mentioned in the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she said that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a black cloak, and he called Fatima to him and he covered her with a cloak, hugging her. And then he called Ali, her husband. And then he called Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, and he covered them with the cloak, and he said, "These are my family. These are my family." And then he mentioned the verse in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is one of the sayings. And then you have another saying where the family or the ahl, al-bayt of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is every single person that believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who protected him, who safeguarded him, who honored him, who elevates his status. All of those are of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and linguistically this is also acceptable. But the closest saying to what is correct, the ulama said that it is a combination of the wives and offspring of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the children of Bani Hashim, of Hashim, meaning Bani Hashim. And this will allow us to see that there are two groups of individuals here. There is a group of individuals who are of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by blood. And then there is a group who are family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through marriage. And as a Muslim and of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Both of these groups we honor. Both of these groups we believe, according to all of the ahadith and the verses in the Quran, that they are of Ahlul Bayti. They are of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is it so important to us to believe this? Because we need to know that when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the ordained qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, married these individuals, these ladies, who are in return the mother of the believers, it was a choice and a decision that brought only victory to Islam and honor to Islam. And anyone who thinks or assumes that these individuals, the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, bring dishonor to Islam, then these people have committed an act of blasphemy and they are not of the Muslims. How could you speak ill of the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu, qul li azwajika. The ulama said here, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell his wives, azwajika, the word here, zawj, means there must be a partnership of some sort. That is why it's a pair or pairing, a partner. And how could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala partner Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with anything else that resembles, that does not resemble him, but rather the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are his honor and the honor of the believers. And they are his wives and they are the mother of the believers. And these individuals who speak ill of the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need to understand that there is no harm to you, but rather greatness and honor if you accept them as that. For verily the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and he chooses, the one that chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the Prophet of God, he is the one that chose the companions of Muhammad to be the companions of the Messenger of God. And he is also the one that chose the wives of Muhammad to be the wives of Rasulullah, and they are the mother of the believers. So the choice is from Allah, the decision was from Allah, and if it is from Allah, then we accept. Who are you to disagree? Who are you to not only disagree, but to defame, to speak ill of, to make takfir of? We need to understand that our belief as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that these women, that these are our honor and our mothers, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the most blessed creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 11 of them. Khadija bint Khuwaylid, the first wife of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadija, who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first one to stand by him, the first one to support him. We all remember the story of Zammiluni covering Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of God, seeking that closeness of his wife Khadija. She is a lady who was promised Jannah. And not only Jannah, but a home in Jannah. A home in Jannah that there is no sound, only relaxation. Given to her glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly through Gabriel alayhi salam, the angel. This is Khadija. We have Sauda, Aisha, Hafsa. Hafsa bint who? Bint Umar. Aisha bint who? Bint Abu Bakr. For all those who speak ill of Abu Bakr and Umar, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one does not speak of his own accord, the one inspired by Allah, the one chosen by Allah, the one that descended to the heavens, the one that ascended from the heavens. All of this of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chosen for him to marry the daughter of Abu Bakr and the daughter of Umar radiallahu anhu. So they are linked now. Whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only married them, but he loved them. And when he was asked, who do you love, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Aisha. He said, of the men, he said, her father. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are his wives. So respect that. Hafsa, Zainab, Salama, Habiba, Juwayriya, Maymuna. These names, blessed are they, for they were married to the most blessed. And how could it not be? They were in the same home, under the same roof, lying beside, eating with, drinking with. His final days was in the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha. Every minute detail that occurred in his home came from the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Blessed are they in this world and the next. They had the closeness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. They had the closeness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this world. And in the hereafter, they will all be elevated to his level with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the people that you speak ill of. These are the ones that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile in their face because he was pleased with them. That he would tell us that giving a morsel of food and placing in the mouth of your spouse is a form of sadaqah, charity. And you think he preaches that without practicing that. This is the one that he will sit with his wives and who speak like any one of us will speak to their wives. Intimate details, speaking about the past and discussing the future. But what was different is that these ladies, the mother of the believers, were the ones that would comfort Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the times of need. If only we were there to witness him. But they were there to comfort him. Where he was comforting the ummah, they were comforting him. When he would wage war against the enemies of Islam, he would return to them. These are the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the ones that cooked for him. But they were also patient with the fact that they had nothing to eat for months on end. They are the ones that clothed him and chose the clothes for him. Even at times when he would mend those clothes. They are the ones that would comb his hair. If only we were close to witness him. They were in the same home. Aisha would mention that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be praying Qiyam al-Layl. Imagine waking up to the sound of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the Quran in your home, to the stage where he would come into sujood, where he would move her leg, the closeness of her to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you speak ill of her. Isn't it the logic that we know that the good is for the good and the bad is for the bad? And you speak ill of her. These are the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanding you to leave Abu Bakr alone, can you imagine the one that Abu Bakr, the Khalifa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who entrusted his daughter to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this daughter was not going to be elevated in status in his presence, respected in his presence, honored in his presence. Isn't that what we ask for from our son-in-laws that when we marry our daughters off? Could Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do any less of that? These are the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers. And we can speak all night about every single wife of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this night is only a catalyst, a taste for you to go out and search and read and study. Isn't Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family worthy of this?
Isn't his companions worthy of this? Don't we want to put in enough effort that we can then teach our children? Why are they named Umar? Why are they named Ali? Why are they named Ja'far? Why? Is it enough for you to say that he was a companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam without allowing your children to know who Maymuna was, who Aisha was, who Khadija was, so they can then look at them and know that they are a role model for me to follow? Not just a name in history. That wasn't the purpose. But rather they were sent to you as a guide, as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a guide. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, pass on from me even a single verse, don't you think that his wives that were hearing all of this, that his companions that were hearing all of this, that they did not do the same? Aren't they our role models? Teach your children, educate yourself. Each companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was ever mentioned in the history books needs a book on its own to study, to follow, to learn, to love, to respect and to honor. Yes, they are the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether they accept or don't accept, whether those enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept or don't accept, whether they are pleased or displeased, they are the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether you like it or not, are honored in Islam, are honored by the Muslims. And for you to be a Muslim, you need to honor them. The second group of individuals we mentioned are whom? Are the family of Hashim, the children, the offspring of Hashim, Bani Hashim. We can't go into a lot of detail. We will mention only some, and just by point form, I'm not even going to look through. I'm just going to go by the name and mention maybe one or two things about that individual. And as we said, please, don't allow this seminar to be something that you came to and then disappeared from it and never looked at another companion's name again. This should be the reason why you go buy books about the Prophet ﷺ's companions. This should be the reason why you go study online and learn about the Muhammad's companions and his wives. This is the reason. That's all we want from you. We know we're only giving you a taste, and most of us, you can see that we're speaking fast, because what we have in front of us are hundreds of pages upon individuals that we really want to talk about, but we are unable to, so we are begging you to please take from this seminar that love to be able to then act upon the searching of knowledge about these individuals. One of them is the son of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim. Isn't he deserving of our love? Isn't he from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yes, he is. He lived only a short while. The apple of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eye. And none of his children, the male children, lived longer than a few months. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received the news of his child, he was ecstatic. He was so happy. Can you imagine the happiness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To see your own child growing month after month, month after month, and then the news comes that he's not feeling well. And one of the narrations mentions that when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was holding his dead body, can you imagine this? A deceased child in your arms, still under the age of two, still under the age of two, when he looked at him and he was crying. A man who only a few months ago was so happy with his presence is now mourning the loss. But everyone else was mourning the loss as well. And see, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he brought calmness to the hearts of all the believers, even though he is the one that was feeling the pain. And he said, Ibrahim, he will have a wet nurse in Jannah, a lady that will suckle him, because he still has months to finish the 2 years of breastfeeding. So he will have in Jannah what will allow him to continue suckling. Indeed, the eyes are teary and the heart hurts, but we only say what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. in the hardest time of Muhammad's life. He was teaching you a way to get out of mourning. He was giving you optimism, even in death. He was holding the deceased child and giving us a lesson. This is the mercy to mankind. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He held that child. And every time any brother or any sister loses a child, we remember when he lost his child. And we remind you of how he lost his child. And we tell you that yes, the eyes are teary. And the heart aches. And you're sad. But only say what is pleasing to Allah. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we are saddened for your loss, Ibrahim. And that was the son of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Hasan ibn Ali, the oldest son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, mentioned in a hadith that he was the closest in resemblance to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you look at him, you remember Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's nothing new there. For they are related. For he is his grandchild. The grandchild of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The son of Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the son of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Hussein, his brother, his younger brother, also resembled Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he was growing older. These two individuals are the princes, the sada. They are those who have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the young men in Jannah that are known for eternity that they are the princes of Jannah. These two individuals gave for Islam everything that they had, including their life. With them and their presence, they taught the world loyalty and honor. And how could they not, when they are the sons of Ali radiallahu anhu, the most courageous man to ever be aside Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are the grandchildren of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamza, the lion of Islam and the lion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The lion of Islam, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the lion of the messenger of Allah. The one that stood by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Islam entered his heart and his reaction to defending Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfecting his Islam. He had belief in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he saw the Quraysh attacking Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his decision to announce his belief to the world was that second. This is our actions. This is how we reply to those who try to defame, to speak ill of. We need to proclaim to the world that we are believers not only in him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his Lord and our Lord. We as Muslims, when we hear what we heard, we need to react by following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By practicing all the commandments sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if they were upset and annoyed by an individual who proclaimed to the world that Allah is his Lord and that he is the messenger of God, then we will give them 1.8 billion individuals who will say that Allah is our Lord and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. If this is what they are scared of, they were scared, they were annoyed, they hated one man, there is 1.8 billion of us that will say the very same thing that he said, Allah is our Lord and Muhammad is the messenger of God. But we need to see it in your actions. They need to look at you and remember Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let them die in their rage. But when they look at you, and they see who? Who do they see? Ronaldo? Who do they see? Ask yourself. But rather when they see you, they need to remember Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let them die in their rage. When they look at our sister, they need to see Khadija, Aisha, Hafsa. They need to see so that they will understand. You can't shake our faith. You can't shake our belief. But rather we get stronger. We become closer. We will defend him more. And we said it a million times. The Muslim Ummah on the face of the planet, 1.8 billion of them, reacted by abstaining, by boycotting. That's all we did. But then we were reactive in lessons like these, in seminars, in khutab jum'ah, in lessons at the masajid, in reading the books of the seerah, in following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then yes, whatever they do will only make us stronger. Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, Abdullah ibn Abbas, all these individuals, these are part of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Fadl ibn Abbas, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Ja'far, we need to stop on a little bit. Ja'far, he migrated, one of the first migrations. He went to Abyssinia. This man who was chosen by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and allowed to migrate with his wife. And in migration, he bore a son, Abdullah. And this man, Ja'far, was chosen by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be a flag bearer in the Battle of Mu'tah. Here, he actually says to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, why was I second? He wanted to be first, to stand and hold that flag. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard the news of his martyrdom, he came rushing to the family of Ja'far, and he knocked at the door, and his wife Asma opened the door, and he said, where are the children of Ja'far? Look at Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the mercy to mankind. Merciful to her, the wife, and the mother of the children, but the mercy to the children. He grabbed hold of them, he brought them close, and he hugged them, and he kissed them. So she looked at him and she said, there must be news of Ja'far. He said him and his companions were martyred. She became saddened. But listen to the way he said it, to bring ease to her heart. For truly he is the mercy to mankind. He didn't go up to her and say that your husband has died. Your husband has... He said, where are the children? And he saw the children and he gave the condolences to the children, allowing her to know and to feel that something is wrong. And then he's easing her into the baddest news that she's ever heard, but then trying to put an edge to it that is pleasing. He said that he is a martyr. When somebody dies nowadays in the battlefield, we always say, inshallah. He is a martyr, inshallah. We can't guarantee. But when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi says that he's a martyr, when Muhammad sallallahu said that not only is he a martyr, that he's flying around in Jannah with the angels, for he lost his arms in the Battle of Mu'tah, trying to hold the flag of honor, the flag of truth, the flag of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He gave up his life for that flag. And so he's flying around in Jannah with two wings, to the extent that even Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, whenever I would see Abdullah, the son of Ja'far, he would say to him, O son of the one with two wings. And everybody of the companions will name him that. O son of the one with two wings. Abdullah ibn Ja'far is the son of Ja'far. And Abu Sufyan ibn Haritha, Ubaid ibn Harith, all of these and more of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to finish, and I apologize for taking way too long and longer than I should. We need to understand, my brothers, that we need to love these individuals. And every time we read about them, we need to emulate them. And we need to follow in their footsteps. For that maybe, inshallah, we will accompany them in Jannah. That is our aim, that is our goal. Knowing also that yes, the Muslim Ummah has gone through defeat throughout its history. But it's individuals like these, like the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and like the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the lineage of Hashim. These are the individuals, along with the 120,000 companions that were mentioned by our beloved Sheikh at the start. And the companions that were mentioned that were the ones and the reasons for the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come to us. These are the reasons why Islam's victory is still present. And honor is still present. It is now on your shoulders to continue that strive and struggle. It is upon you to take the lessons of these individuals and implement them in your day-to-day life and know that one day you could be remembered, if not in the same, for they are the companions, but at least remembered by your own personal close circle that you did something to safeguard the sunnah of Muhammad ﷺ, to propagate the sunnah of Muhammad ﷺ, even if it's a single verse. Once again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our brothers here at CYC and Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and our brothers from Al Bayan that are broadcasting this live on the Facebook, and inshallah will be saved onto their system and broadcast all over Facebook on all the podcasts. We'd like to thank every single one of you, the one that have came and made the effort to be here today. We know with all the COVID restrictions, it is very difficult to hold something like this, but you're here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bear witness, and His angels, and we as the believers will bear witness that we were here only to learn and educate ourselves about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Jazakum Allah khair once again. And I think now is the time for Al-Asha. Is that correct? Samih, brother Samih, are we inviting the brothers? Inshallah, we invite all the brothers, inshallah, for some dinner. So please be patient with one another. Inshallah, you will line up. You will take from the Asha, inshallah. Remember us in your dua. And inshallah, we have another close to about 50 minutes to Isha. So you have plenty of time to eat, mingle with the mashayikh, speak to one another. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every single one of you. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah.